It's time for the Northern Michigan High School Sports Scoreboard Show on Up North Sports Radio, presented by Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. Now here's your host, Rich Culkin.
All right, good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by the Bill Marsh Automotive Group here on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins, Jerry Coyne in studio, and JC, week two is officially in the books, and I tell you what, purely from a personal standpoint, it's really nice to have these split days behind us now to get to some true Friday night lights upcoming here.
Well, for a network that's covering multiple games on multiple nights and hours and everything else, yeah, it'll be good to just be back where we're supposed to be 7 p.m. Friday night. Probably a good lead-in to ask Coach Vaughn about that.
Absolutely. Coach Greg Vaughn from the victorious Traverse City West Titans with a big 33-7 win over Grand Haven. Coach, the kids played really well yesterday in another matinee game, and man, I tell you what, that aggressiveness really shows on the field. We spent an hour and a half talking to you prior to the season. All coaches say, we want to be aggressive, we want to be aggressive, but Coach, I tell you what, I'm a believer. After watching two full games and calling them on the radio on 106.3, you got a believer in me.
Well, I appreciate it. That's like we talked about. We know year in and year out, we're not necessarily going to have the fastest, tallest, you know, most athletic kids, but we do know one thing that we can bring from Traverse City, and it goes back decades, is pure toughness and just being aggressive and making people have to play the game the way it should be played.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Coach. You know, your kids came out right away. I know offensively you really wanted to get into a rhythm, and you really, I believe, the first, what, three or four possessions, you marched right down the field and scored touchdowns on those possessions. You got to be real happy with how the offense came out, and it really took over the game.
Yeah, you know, we come out offensively, and actually what we're trying to do, we try to script some things to see how the defense is going to react to, you know, what we're trying to do that game. And so, you know, sometimes that first series you might stall because you're actually trying to feel out the defense for the rest of the game. But obviously opening that up, having an incredible punt fake, that fired our guys up when Remy Schultz kind of took one to the chin. I think that notched it up another level, and our kids punched that in, and then followed through kind of the rest of the half, you know, putting the foot on the pedal.
Yeah, no doubt, Coach. And again, after Remy took that really hard hit, got sandwiched by two players there, and his helmet come flying off, and, of course, everybody automatically concerned, you know, with concussions, head injuries and things. It was so good to see Remy come back out and to not slow down a bit, get back out on the field and do what Remy does.
Yeah, you know, he's an incredible kid. Like I said post-game, he's a downhill skier. We've got a couple of those guys, and they're always living right on the edge. So I'm sure he's taking a couple gates, you know, to the chest, the body, the head, whatever it is. But, you know, luckily we had both Amy Ream, our trainer on the sideline, and Dr. O'Hagan, and they checked him out. And at no point did they feel like there was a concussion or a chance of that whatsoever. It was more the hit ended up being in the chest and him just having to catch, you know, kind of catch his breath a little bit there. But incredible kid. I think he ended up leading us in rushing in this game too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And this the equipment has improved so much through the years, and certainly those helmets that the kids wear nowadays are just really impressive. They're truly a work of art, and they truly help with preventing concussions today.
Yeah, I think, you know, I look at the equipment. My son's a freshman. I look at the equipment he gets to wear, and holy cow, I mean, I remember having a helmet. I wasn't back when they had rope holding the inside together, but, you know, I remember how heavy my helmet was, and there really was the skill guys got the bike ones that had air in it, and we didn't. Now these guys, I mean, it's pretty good, but I also tell you, I think another side of it beyond the equipment is just lifting and strength program, making sure, you know, our kids, there's been some research about strength and neck and some of the other things that help also, and Coach Morrow does an incredible job with our guys, making sure they're as strong as they possibly can be.
Right. Coach, you the game was really broken up with a lot of penalties, especially on Grand Haven. They took a lot of personal fouls. It looked like right away, Tom Devitt and I both noticed that there was a whole lot of chirping going on, started by the Grand Haven side. And it looked like they tried to get your kids to take the bait. But I tell you what, they really did a nice job in just staying the course and not taking that bait.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm proud of how our kids just kind of walked away. And we tell them that all the time. You know, when someone's chirping at you, just smile at them, walk away. Because either the scoreboard's going to prove it, your play's going to prove it. You know, talking doesn't do much. You know, it's still their kids, and they get fired up, and they see things in college and pros and think that's the way you got to do it. And we just keep coaching them up and saying, hey, you know, you don't need to do that. Those are stupid penalties. Obviously, it hurt Grand Haven on a few occasions there. We did have a couple penalties, but I felt like they were aggressive penalties that, you know what, I think we had that roughing the punter, but we're a block team. So right. I would have said maybe it was running into, but I'm going to, you know what, we're going to take that chance every time. Because we're aggressive. Now, bad penalties like unsportsmanlike or personal fouls because you're drawn or taunting, yeah, those aren't good ones. And I think our kids have done a good job of buying into not getting into that stuff.
Right. I totally agree. I thought that penalty was more running into the kicker, into the punter there on that one. But by the way, the punt block team did get another one.
They did. I mean, that's the hallmark of those guys. I think last year they had a lot of pent-up frustration because we didn't, you know, obviously shortened season, but we didn't get as many as we have in the last couple of years. So it's 2 weeks running, definitely getting punts blocked. Also, you know, forcing some quick punts to get kicked, which makes for short punts on their account.
Coach, you're 2-0 to start the season. And you really travel down to take on the Cadillac Vikings next week. Yeah, they were, I think, picked to win the Big North this year, I do believe, by certain media sources or whatever. But anyway, what a great matchup that's going to be next Friday night.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's Cody Mallory's done an incredible job since he's taken over down there. Their program as a whole has been on the rise. Obviously, they made it to the finals last year. And their style of offense is one that if you're not assignment and trust your buddies around you that they're going to do their job too, you can get yourself in a hole pretty quickly. You know, running the option and so forth. It's just one of those offenses you don't see enough of. And your kids just have to trust what the coaches are telling them and trust the guys around them that they'll do their job.
Right. And, Coach, you got to be really happy when those media sources give you bulletin board material automatically. You didn't have to do a thing. They picked you guys to finish third in the conference. You just put that up on the bulletin board in the locker room. That'll sell itself.
Well, you know, we talked to our kids this year about having a chip on our shoulder, and we explained the history of where that comes from. And the idea it was not proper to just get in a fight with someone. So if you had something on your shoulder and they knocked it off, that was means to be able to fight. And so we talked about just walking around ready to get into it with anybody. And, you know, that's just another little added something, I think, for our kids to go out and prove. And that's kind of what we're about this year, is just proving who we are and making sure when we get done, people know what our name is.
Right. And, Coach, I was really impressed with how your defense flows to the action, to the ball. It's just, I mean, when they talk about gang tackling, so many times there's five or six kids putting that TC West helmet and jersey right in on the ball carrier. And it's just, it's really a sight to see. I mean, for people that haven't seen it or listened to the broadcast on 106.3, you are truly missing something because, again, it's a fun kind of football to watch.
Well, and it's not something that just happens. I mean, that's practiced every single day. We do two whistle, which means all 11 guys on the defense, when we're repping, have to get to the ball by the second whistle. And if they don't, they're doing push-ups or down-ups. And so our defensive staff really pushes that. You know, in this game of football, now, where everyone's spread, first guy there has got to slow them up, and we need to rally everyone else there. And our kids buy into it, and they take pride in that fact of any time on film we can see 11 hats to the ball, then, you know, we're pretty excited.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Greg Vaughn, victorious TC West Titans, really appreciate you giving us the time today. JC's got a quick question for you.
Coach, how's the health of the team after two games, the physical health?
You know, we're doing great. I don't know if it's because before the season started, I said no one's getting hurt, and they're just bought into it. But, you know, our kids are in great shape. You know, after that first game, it was more cramps and those sort of things. We've got one young man that will get back in another week here. Just we're giving a shoulder a little bit of rest from the first game. But overall, you know, we're in really good shape. Our kids have taken care of their bodies, and they listen to us when we tell them, you know, what to eat, what to drink, and how to get off their feet and take care of things. And then Amy Ream has been over helping us. She's actually, she's been a godsend. She's covering both Central and West right now. And she's done some incredible stuff to make sure our kids are getting rehab for the little bumps and bruises that they have. But overall, I'd say our team's in really good shape.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
That's
a lot of kids to take a look at,
right?
With Central and West. So kudos to Amy. We might have to put her as our MVPP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. She has definitely been an MVP for us. I mean, you talk about last week down at Michigan. We're down there, 147-degree heat. She's doing our game, taping Central, and stays for the Central game too. So I don't know how she made it through.
Well, we do have a new program with Jimmy John's in Traverse City. And, Coach, we need a most valuable player from you each week, and that player is going to get a $10 certificate to Jimmy John's, and a most valuable parent. I know how important all the parents that are involved in the program are. And maybe Amy needs to be our winner of week number one, because the parent gets a $25 Jimmy John's certificate so they can feed the whole family.
Awesome.
Oh, that's incredible. That's awesome. You put me on the spot. You need me to name a player and a parent?
I'm sorry. Well, it seems to me, I mean, without it's got to be Amy.
Right.
So Amy, we figure we got to give Amy the $25 certificate. But, you know, the MVP, actually, we were playing around with some words and stuff like that. And maybe it's the most valuable substitute, because Jimmy Johns is always giving out subs. Maybe not the best player, but somebody that came into the game and really provided a spark for the Titans.
Well, I'll tell you what, being the first one and just seeing how this kid's played the last 2 weeks, he's a kid that's not come off the field offensively or defensively, is, I would say, Ben Chalette. I mean, he's a guard and Mike linebacker for us. He doesn't come off the field, and he just seems ready to go at a moment's notice. So he's been playing incredibly, but just the sheer fact that last week, the Michigan game, and this week, you know, that kid, absolutely, he didn't need a sub. He was his own sub, you know, in both games. And I would say, bar none, he's probably the kid that's most deserving of that first honor.
Right. And Ben wears number 50 out there on the field, and he jumps off the field, and the energy and the effort that he puts forth. He's an undersized offensive lineman, but I tell you what, he's like a little pit bull out there, and wherever on defensively, wherever the action is flowing, number 50 is going to be around that area.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there's any old-time O-line coaches listening to this, he is, you could eat off his back when he's blocking someone. And that's as old school as you can get, just a flat back coming off on kids. And, you know, like you said, he's undersized, but you wouldn't know it when he's playing.
Well, and like I said, it sounds like Amy's got to be the winner of the most valuable parent. What is Amy's last name again, Coach?
It's Ream, R-E-A-M, Amy Ream. She's been a long-time athletic trainer here in Traverse City, focused mainly on the Trojans. But this year, as they were trying to find us one, she took up the task of covering not just football, but she's covering athletics for both schools right now for another week or so, and she's done just an amazing job.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our MVPP brought to us by Jimmy John's, with two locations on Front Street and out at Airport Road. Of course, you can always call or use the app for Jimmy John's. They deliver freaky fast, which is kind of like your punt block team, Coach.
It's very true, very true.
So we want to thank Jimmy Johns, and kudos to Ben and Amy for being our first recipients of the MVPP awards from Jimmy Johns Coach. We'll be checking. Hopefully, you know, maybe we'll do this instead of trying to record those interviews. I don't know what kind of technical snafu we're having there, Rich.
Right, yeah, sounds good to me. Yeah, have Coach still come up and talk to us after the game, after those big wins, and bring up a couple of kids. But definitely enjoy talking to you on Saturday morning too, Coach. And good job. Really looking forward to this game on Friday night down in Cadillac.
Well, I appreciate it, Rich, and we'll see if you can remember. We are
Titans.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, bud.
All right, good to talk to Coach Mallory. Starting, you know, just a brutal schedule for the Titans, Rich.
Right. Oh yeah, Greg Vaughn has been so good to us. We got a hold of him immediately when we found that we were going to do TC West games. Again, for him to take an hour and a half out of his schedule, meet with us in his office, and he went over everything with us. It was just, what a great guy. And we relived some things back from his St. Francis days when I was calling Grayling games. And so we had a lot of history together. And so it's really, it's been a great matchup for sure.
The, we have to circle back with Coach and put together that they're streaming the games on that football page.
Yes.
As busy as Coach is, he's also his own IT guy.
Right.
So I'll make sure that we get that set up for folks that can't tune in the games on 106.3. We do podcast those games on our Q100.
Excellent.
Q100-FM.com page. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the broadcast, or you want to listen to it again with your son to hear what happened in the game while they were playing, we do have a lot of people downloading and streaming podcasting those games. So you can go to Q100-FM.com to listen to it. But we should get everything set up to stream those games, and we'll announce that on right here on Up North Sports Radio this coming Friday.
Right, excellent. And that's certainly the wave of the future, JC. No doubt more and more people live streaming from all over the place. And, it's the right thing to do for sure.
Yeah. So we'll take a pause here.
Yep. Yes, exactly, and we'll be coming up after the break with Eric Sugars, the TC Central coach. They had a huge win on Thursday night, a 60-28 win over Marquette. And you're listening to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by Bill Marsh Automotive Group on Up North Sports Radio. Okay, welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Automotive Group on Up North Sports Radio. And joining us now is the victorious head coach of the Traverse City Central Trojans, Eric Sugars. And Coach, you got to be really happy with the way the kids responded on Thursday night, putting up 60 points against Marquette.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of our coaches and players for certainly how we responded. Again, you know, week one was a tough one, was a great experience in the big house, but, it was kind of a long week, to be honest. When you're looking around, other teams are 1-0 and you're 0-1. And so it was just one of those things. You get that sour taste of losing out of your mouth. And, we did that. We were able to do that. And I'm just proud of kind of how we responded and excited we got that win and we can go forward from here.
Yeah, and I know how coaches feel about this is, you know, like you said, you have a tough emotional loss to start your season. You don't want that one loss to turn into another loss because they weren't able to regroup for that next game, but your kids responded well.
Yeah, we did. We did, and it's one of those things, too. I think you're back home at Thurlby Field, and you're wearing the black and gold uniforms, and, our kids were just, I think for the first time too, able to get back in front of their home fans and, you know, sometimes their classmates and those types of things. So all those things that maybe missed out on last year it was important for them to kind of, to get started and get going and get that momentum and, you know, confidence is certainly something we needed. And, I felt like our guys, you know, capitalized on that early.
Right. Who are some of the kids that stood out for you on Thursday night, Coach?
For us, you know, we try to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. Early start to Josh Burnham, you know, at quarterback. But I was really proud of just our offensive line and how they opened up holes for us. And we rushed for over 500 yards on Thursday night. And so that was exciting to see. You know, Reed Seabase, you know, he's a junior running back for us. He stepped in there. Josh Glue stepped in there running back. And so, you know, it was cool to see those guys kind of handle the workload and just do a great job, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, it took us a while to get going. In the third quarter, though, we got rolling on offense, and we just, our offensive line, you could just kind of sense their, you know, they said, hey, let's just put it on our backs and let's go. And we did that. We got the momentum, and, you know, we're kind of up tempo. And so once we got going, you know, we just kind of kept their foot on the gas.
Right, Coach. And, you know, in the preseason, your offensive line got a lot of publicity about all the kids that were, of course, getting scholarship offers and things like that. And that's, you know, is obviously a very good thing. But also, you know, sometimes if kids start believing, you know, all the press writings and things like that, and they may or may not pay attention to details, then, you know, that's where coaches step in and need to coach them up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously we're at a point these kids deserve those opportunities. But again, it's a team game, you know, and so that's one of those things I think we strive to kind of build in our program and in our culture. Like, you know, understand that we're playing for each other. We're playing for the name on the front of the jersey. And, you know, I think our guys bought into that. But again, you know, in the summer, you know, there's a lot of things to go to and a lot of camps and, events that players go to. And then, you know, ultimately, though, there's that team events that we get ready for in the season. So I'm just happy for those guys because they've earned those opportunities and earned that recognition. And, you know, our program certainly at a point where it attracts, you know, college coaches to come take a look at our guys. And it's just a credit to our staff and certainly our strength and conditioning coaches as well to put those kids in positions to be recruited and be looked at. And so it's a neat thing, you know.
Yeah, no question about it, Coach. And, you know, Marquette, you know, came in, you know, they, it was their turn to have the long bus ride. And so that's what happens. But, were you pretty happy with your defensive effort on Thursday night as well?
Yeah. You know, I thought we, you know, one, Marquette had a three year starting quarterback returning. And so that was that was going to be our test early on because week one, we had a hard time defending the pass against DeWitt. And, you know, we struggled a little bit in week two against Marquette. They made some plays on us. But overall, I thought we were pretty sound defensively and we gave up a couple of big plays and you can't do that. We just got to be more consistent on defense. And we're learning to do that. Again, it's a young season, you know, if you look at it. And so you want to make those improvements from weeks one to week two. And I thought we did that and we still got many more to make, like a lot of teams do at this point. But we watch some film, we learn from it, and we can tweak some things and, you know, have to change some positions and things like that. But I think our scheme's good and our kids have bought into that. I'm just excited to kind of head into week three now.
Right, yeah. And, leads us right into the next question. You take on the Gaylord Blue Devils and they're coming off their first win with a big win over Saginaw Arthur Hill.
Yeah, you know, I'm just happy for our conference, obviously, to get those non-conference wins outside of the conference there. And so, you know, first Big North Conference test for our guys, being the defending Big North Conference champions. So it's important for us to get started in the conference play, you know, on the right foot. You know, Gaylord's 1-1, just like us. And so that's our focus. And the good news is we get them at home. So you know, our kids will be excited and we're just happy to kind of, you know, take that next step in the process here.
Coach referenced something you said a little bit earlier about some of the kids on your squad that are being recruited. And it's really an interesting dynamic when, you know, you have coaches coming to your practices or your games and the idea that the kids that are younger see that their teammates are going on to the next level at the big schools. In your case, you got a kid going to Notre Dame, and some of your players are being looked at D1 schools. What does that do for your program?
Well, you know, I think it attracts those coaches to kind of look at, you know, some of the players we have in Northern Michigan, certainly our area, certainly from Traverse City Central, you know. And so that's just a credit to, you know, what, like I said, our strength and conditioning coaches, Doug Lee, Mike Lee, what they've done in the weight room to kind of develop our players, you know, and put them in positions to have an opportunity to maybe play at the next level. And again, you know, I think programs and colleges and recruiters everywhere want to look at winning programs. And, you know, that's what we're trying to build there, you know, at Traverse City Central. And so that's one thing I think our kids understand, you know, you got to put yourself in position to, you know, the college coaches want to go after players that are playing in big games and are winning. And so, and that's important.
Yeah, and coach, that winning style programs, it goes down then to the JV level and the freshman level, your youth football groups, all of that. When you succeed and those younger kids see that, it makes them want to put on that TC Trojan jersey as well.
Yeah, and that's the neat part about it. You kind of reach down to those lower levels and the Pop Warner and your flag football programs. And, you know, it's amazing right now, you know, all the kids in the Pop Warner programs, what number jerseys they want. You know, they want the jersey numbers of the guys on the varsity team, like number 8 and number 11 right now, and those kinds of things. So it's kind of cool to see that. And I think our kids embrace that. And I think they understand the role of, hey, you know, you're playing for your community. You're playing for those little boys, you know, that show up and watch the game and are throwing the football on the side. And so, you know, it's important for our guys to be leaders and be great examples for them. And that's what we're trying to do, develop great, great young men and good role models for those young people.
Yeah. Well, one last question for you, Coach, at least from my standpoint, is we referenced the game next week at that Gaylord's coming to Thurlby Field. What are some of the things that you know, without divulging a game plan or anything, that you want the team to focus on, maybe some deficiencies that you and the coaching staff have seen, you know, whether it's better tackling or better protection for your quarterback?
Yeah, I think one big thing, tackling is one area that you got to get better every week, you know. And so that was one area we looked at watching film. We got to become better tacklers. And I think you minimize your mistakes. You know, week to week, you got to kind of shrink your mistakes. I mean, every team's going to have those, and you're not going to play perfect games. But if you can do that week to week and just kind of fine-tune, that's what we're looking at. You know, the blocking and tackling and just understanding just the angles, a lot of times leverage on defense. You know, are you attacking the ball carrier with proper leverage? And how are your run fits and everything? And you're teaching kids that. And so, you know, every game, there's these opportunities and teachable, you know, we call them coachables and correctables. And so every game has those. And so I think you learn from that week to week. And that's what I love about football and just the preparation you have, you know, on a weekly basis. So.
Yeah, Coach, it sure does. Well, Coach Eric Shiggers from TC Central, wish you all the best against the Gaylord Blue Devils next week. And thanks for taking a moment out of your day here on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys, and I appreciate the support of high school football and certainly the Trojans. And thanks for doing what you guys do to support high school football.
You bet. We enjoy it, Coach.
All right, I appreciate it. Go Trojans.
Coach Eric Shiggers of the victorious Traverse City Central Trojans take on the Gaylord Blue Devils. Again, big win for Gaylord, you know.
Yeah, you know, I know the Blue Devils have been struggling a little bit.
Yes.
We'll see what kind of attack they can muster against a really good Traverse City Central game. You know, I don't think that West has the same luxury or maybe same issue looking forward to the Patriot game. You know,
right.
They've got a tough Cadillac team that they got to play down in Cadillac.
Yes.
And, you know, not to say that, I mean, look at on paper, Central is a way better football team than Gaylord, and I don't know if they'll get caught looking ahead to playing that Patriot game, Rich.
Right, exactly, because that is such an emotional big thing for the entire city of Traverse City. And, you know, when you have those big grandstands at Thurlby Field completely packed for the Patriot game and the emotion involved, it just is, it's pretty unbelievable. And I'm really excited to be a part of it this year, to be able to call my first Patriot game. It's Tom Devitt and I both are really excited to be up there.
It's going to be, let's not lose sight of the fact, like I said, they've got a tough game.
Yes, absolutely.
Both West and Central have pretty tough schedules, but like I said, I don't know if it's a break for which team. One of the teams is going to play a really tough game. The other team has got maybe a little bit of a lesser opponent.
Right.
So you never know when you're going to fall into a trap game. Right. I kind of thought that what would happen to Ohio State against Minnesota with Oregon coming in.
Right.
But it also is the first week of the season. So.
Right. And remember, you know, we're dealing with high school kids. You know what I mean? And school will be in full bloom by next week and all of that stuff that goes on. Do, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends break up. You know, all that emotional stuff. It's, you know.
And it is the biggest rivalry game.
Yeah.
You know, smack dab in the middle of the season. Everybody in Traverse City is going to be focused on that. The game is going to be on TV. It's going to be a broadcast on two different radio stations.
I saw MHSAA's coming up for that one. I mean, it's a big one.
Very good squad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Like I said, especially West has got a big game. Cadillac is good. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have Coach Cody Mallory on a little bit later on in the program.
Right, but before we get to Coach Mallory, we got to get to a break, and we'll be calling up Eric Tunney and talk to the Grayling Viking head coach and Traverse City St. Francis won 32-15. But we'll get the insight from Eric Tunney. You're listening to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. All right, welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins, Jerry Coyne with you in studio. And joining us now is head football coach of the Grayling Vikings. And the Grayling Vikings came up on the short end of a 32-15 score against a very good Traverse City St. Francis team. Eric, you know, you guys had a lot of momentum with about, what, 3 or 4 minutes to go in the first half. You guys punch it in for the first score of the game, go up 8-0, and then St. Francis did what St. Francis does.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was good to punch that one in. The 2 scores before halftime, you know, that's tough, and I think just a couple minutes, like you said. So, but they're a good team. You know what you're going to get with them. They're always well-coached, well-disciplined. But I love the way our kids responded and kept fighting till the clock read zeros.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. You guys had opportunities in the second half, and you know, just couldn't. You were able to get another score in the second half, but at times when you just needed the big play or pick up the fourth down or whatever the case may be, at times just couldn't execute and get it done.
A couple guys cramping up, and it's tough. You know, St. Franny, they're a good ball club. They're going to make a deep run. We cut it 18-15. That's, I think, 11 minutes to go. So, it was a great high school football game. Obviously, we can take a lot and learn a lot from it. Usually you want to do that with the win, but sometimes losses can ignite something and help us see some stuff, and you know, we'll get in the film and get ready for Sheboygan.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. The final score is certainly not indicative to how that game played out. It was certainly much closer than that 32-15 score. That Gabe Olivier, that number 20 for St. Francis, really good ball player, and St. Francis continues, for a smaller school in Northern Michigan, they churn out good athletes each and every year.
Yeah, for sure. They got some skilled kids that can play, you know, the quarterback Peterson and the Nasaitis kid. I hope he's really focused on basketball moving forward. but he's a great athlete. They got some skilled kids, and it's hard for D7 schools that will be able to match up with them in playoffs with all those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, the Peterson kid, he's a left-handed quarterback, was slinging it all over. And I'm going to go way old school here, Eric, with it as kind of a Kenny Stabler, things like that. Oh, that even, you're too young for that. I don't know if you're...
Who is that?
Hey, shut up.
We know who it is, Eric.
We love the snake.
Right.
I might have to Google those guys.
Well, you'll love him.
He was a gamer.
Played for Bear Bryant in Alabama, and then won a Super Bowl with the Raiders.
Raiders.
He's been dead now for a few years.
Right.
I'm good 90s, Detroit Lions 90s players. I'm good there. So, other than that.
Coach, there's a real good chance that this is the best football team you're going to play all year. So other than the fact of what you mentioned earlier about, you know, the effort that the kids played all the way to the last whistle, what were some of the things that you really liked about, you know, whether it was offensive or defense execution, and what are the things of playing a quality opponent like that? You kind of look at, well, we've got to really concentrate on this going forward.
Yeah, you know, like Rich said, is making those plays when they're crucial times. You know, I look at that sheet and it's pretty even. As far as, you know, first downs, I think we had 18, they had 17. Total yards was within 20, 30 yards. So, you know, they're a great football team, and we hung with them. We just got to learn to be a little sharper. Penalties killed us. Our young guys, our sophomores, found out they can play, play with a very good team. And, you know, I'm not discouraged at all. I told our coaches, if anything, I'm more encouraged moving forward because like you said, that's one of the best teams we'll play. We got, you know, the Kingsley is going to be up there too, but, you know, we're focused on Sheboygan and, but I'm not discouraged at all. We got some kids that can play and I'm excited moving forward.
Right. Exactly. Like you said, Eric, you're taking on the Sheboygan Chiefs next week. What do you know about those guys this year?
Well, I just, got their film and they got some big boys like they always do and they want to pack it in the box and shove it down your throat. So, they had a good win against Alpena, who's, you know, they have 1,100 kids in their school. So, that's a big win for them. So we'll get into the tape and see what they got. We'll fix our owies and fix our mistakes and hopefully get a win next week.
Yeah, the Sheboygan Chiefs have a storied program in northern Michigan from the late 70s and early 80s, because that was back in my day, Eric. They did not lose a game. I think it was for 4 or 5 years straight, and they still couldn't qualify for the playoffs. But they ran that wing tee, and they would ball fake and hang on to it. You never knew who had the ball, and they executed it to perfection.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you gotta, with offenses like that, you just gotta tackle everybody. You know, you can't look for the ball. And, you know, St. Francis, they did that too. And
right.
Yeah, sometimes we practice without even a ball. You just tackle everybody. So, yeah, it'll be a good week for us again and a good physical opponent. And, I like our trajectory. Like I said, you want to always win, but sometimes you learn more from a loss than a win.
Yeah, no question about it, Coach. Again, and, you know, like you said, it really came across on the radio that effort was not an issue whatsoever. The kids played hard right till the final whistle. And you had mentioned some of the penalties. It looks like they had seen something. That hard count that they did really did a number for them, picking up 5 yards at a time, because was able to draw off some of the linemen.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got to fix those things like that. You know, I'll take the heat. We got to rep it more in practice. You know, those are fixable things. If it's an effort issue, that's more difficult. But we don't have that. So, you know, our kids had the belief, we got off the bus thinking we were going to win, which is a good mindset change, from, you know, way back in the day. It was like, hey, we got to play a perfect game against these guys and maybe get lucky along the way to have a chance. And, you know, I think the mentality is that we expect to win every game, and it hurts when you don't, especially against them.
Yeah, that's a culture changer, Coach, for sure. When they're stepping off the bus and believing that they can win against this team, like you said, that's half the battle. You got that point now, and now it's coming down to execution, but you got to be happy where these kids are.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, our young guys, I know our, you know, upper class seniors, I've seen them play. But our, you know, I call them puppies, but they're not really puppies anymore. they're getting better every day in each game. So I think we're heading in the right direction, and, yeah, we'll get a little break this weekend and get back after it on Monday for Sheboygan.
Yeah, looking for that's a game that you'll be able to listen to over on Q100 and what's the home of Grayling Viking football.
For a long time. The coach, one last question.
That's right.
How's the health of your squad physically?
We're all right. No major injuries. You know, a couple dings and stuff here and there. We'll be all right. We help our kids and try to help them and get them support and resources to get healthy. And, you know, their young kids' bodies heal a lot faster than mine. I know that. So I think we'll be all right. Be all right by Friday.
All right. Sounds good. Coach, best of luck against the Chiefs next week, and appreciate you taking some time today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right. Take care, Eric.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Eric Tunney there again for the Grayling Vikings. Tough loss against TC St. Francis, but like Eric mentioned, just the belief of when you get off the bus, Jerry, that's such an important part of taking that next step in your program.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Traverse City St. Francis has been the bell cow of that division, that conference, forever.
Forever.
I came from Brother Rice, Birmingham. Yep. Brother Rice. That's the way it was.
Yes.
When you go to St. Francis, when you go to Brother Rice or Catholic Central, Detroit King, some of the big schools, now DeWitt, some other schools we've seen are building those programs. You expect to win, and you're the target's on your back. And when the coach said, you know, they got off the bus ready to win, I don't know how many Grayling teams have had that feeling before, Rich.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a big mindset change, you know, through the years, and it takes time. It doesn't happen immediately because the kids have to see the results on the field, how they play with these kids, whether they can play with them. And as Eric stated, you know, stats-wise and all that, pretty even ball game. And it really was. Just the difference was St. Francis made the big plays when they needed to. Grayling couldn't come up with it. But, hey, when they can battle, you know, person for person, position by position against TC St. Francis, I like this Grayling team moving forward for sure.
Yeah, they're going to be in it. Maybe they will end up seeing St. Francis again.
Yeah, you don't know. And that Kingsley game certainly stands out getting ahead. I'm not a coach. I don't have to do every week by week. I can look a couple of weeks ahead. And that's going to be a monster game for sure.
Boyne City is. How did Boyne City do last week?
They won over Charlevoix.
Wow.
Yes, convincingly.
That was one of the games that we had highlighted.
It was.
For the week schedule, and we'll get a chance to go over that. But we do want to check in with Coach Cody Mallory from Cadillac, as they have a great squad. And as we referenced earlier, big game with the Titans rolling into Cadillac. So we'll check in with Coach Cody Mallory, head coach of the Cadillac Vikings.
Right. Switching from the Grayling Vikings to the Cadillac Vikings.
Just as long as you're following along on your program at home. That's when we return here on Up North Sports Radio and the Bill Marsh High School Scoreboard Show.
Right, welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins, Jerry Coyne in studio with you. And joining us is the head coach of the victorious 2-0 Cadillac Vikings, Cody Mallory. Coach, talk about that 28-12 victory against a tough Fruitport team.
Well, our guys played pretty well, especially on defense. They were coming in. They've got a pretty explosive offense, returning all-state quarterback. And we knew that, and they also had some pretty good speed on the edges. So knew that we had to get some pressure on them to not allow those guys to create space in the defensive backfield, and our front six, front seven did a really good job of that. And then also offensively started to play our style of ball a little bit. You know, we were a lot more efficient than we were the prior week, and really controlled the clock. And so just kind of tried to help the defense out as well against that pretty good offense there.
Right, yeah. Good win for you guys, Coach. But, hey, we're going to cut right to the chase. you guys got a big ball game next Friday night as you guys host the Titans from TC West. Really expecting a really great matchup in that game.
Yeah, they're a great team. You know, they've got two quality wins under their belt. Coach Vaughn and those guys do a pretty good job getting their guys prepared. Last year we played them and we had some we shot ourselves in the foot a couple times in the first quarter and let the game get away from us a little bit there, but then ended up playing them pretty good the rest of the other three quarters. So it's going to be about us just putting together a four-quarter game and, not making any mistakes. Because if you make mistakes against good teams like that, they're going to make it hurt. And so it's just got to come in and make sure we have clean play and, see what happens.
Right. Yeah, Coach. You guys took some losses earlier in the year. But I tell you what, as the season progressed last year, you were obviously one of the top teams in the state as you made it all the way to the finals.
Yeah, I think that game experience, postseason game experience really helps our guys out and, coming into games like this. None of that matters anymore. We're now two games in and, what happened last year is irrelevant. Even though we've got a lot of those guys back, West also returns a lot of guys and at the team that beat us last year. You know, we haven't beaten them since 2014. So it's, we're definitely, this is a game that you circle on the calendar. This is a game that, will provide a pretty good measuring stick for us to see, where we're at, and what we need to do going forward. So, we're looking forward to the opportunity to get out there and see what happens.
Yeah, looking forward to that's going to be one of the top games in Northern Michigan for sure, Coach. So really looking forward to be a part of that up in the broadcast location. So it's going to be an exciting game. So real quick, Coach, we got to keep this interview real short because we got to get out of here by 11 o'clock.
You got a Michigan football game coming up.
Yeah.
Coach, one quick thing. What is the thing that you are going to focus most on as far as matching up versus the Titans? Stuff that you learned from last year's game that if you shore up, you think you can get a win?
What they do a really good job of is gaining advantages in the margins. And what I mean by that is they're very good at creating turnovers. They're very good on special teams and creating havoc there. And, special teams is often overlooked, but special teams plays usually result in, pretty big explosive opportunities, and pretty big changes in field position. So that's where we need to make sure that we're ready to go. They've done a good job of getting after our punt units. So, shoring up that will definitely go a long ways.
Yeah, for sure. Coach, appreciate you taking some time out today. Best of luck against TC West next Friday night, 7 o'clock in Cadillac.
Being broadcast on
all right, thanks, guys.
3, yes.
Being broadcast on 106.3 FM. Coach, I don't know if you have a school or a radio station that broadcasts your games, but you'll be able to pick that up in Cadillac. So.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Rich, that is going to definitely be one of the blockbuster games. Let's go over a couple of big scores and then some highlights of next week's schedule.
All right. Sounds good, JC. Let me pull that up here. Let's go over some of the scores from Thursday night from around the area. Reed City continues their winning ways that they shut out Grant 28-0. Keep an eye on that Reed City team. Possibly down the road, maybe a Grayling matchup, both Division 6 this year. So we'll see how that happens. And what a big in the Jack Pine Conference. Big scores there. Harrison, 52-0 over Farwell. Gladwin, all over Pinconning, 76-0. This is 11-man football, people. This is not the 8-man version. So, and then Shepherd with a 26-7 win over Beaverton. In the Northern Michigan Football League in the Legends Division, I'm telling you, Sault Ste. Marie, keep your eye on them. They're a tough team. They won 42-0 over Tawas. And then some other scores, again, Thursday night, Sheboygan with a big win over Alpena, 28-18. We talked about a little bit, Gaylord winning against Saginaw Arthur Hill, 15-6. We just talked to Coach Mallory, we talked to Eric Sugars earlier, that 60-28 win over Marquette, huge win for them. Also, Mancelona moves to 2-0. They won 22-12 over East Jordan.
All right.
So the Iron Men.
The Iron Men.
I love it.
Back in full swing.
Yes, I really do like that. That's awesome. Again, an old school historical program from Northern Michigan. Ogama Heights all over Kalkaska. Kalkaska had a short-lived one-game winning streak, but they did get that win earlier. But Ogama Heights all over them, 43-0. We talked about Kingsley a couple of times, how tough they are. They shut out a good Glen Lake team, 48-0. You and I talked last week about Hamilton taking on Benzie Central. Well, Hamilton won 16-8, but they are heading back to Broadway after this game. So, anyway, Newberry, they won big over Bessemer, 49-14. And I'm going to be switching over to some Friday scores. Last night, again, going to be so glad when we get back to just Friday night games here. Hey, Kevin O'Connell and the Gaylord St. Mary Snowbirds get off the Schneid with a big 54-28 win over Central Lake. Offense was moving along there, JC. And Pine River and Lake City. Lake City won that one 38-24. Clare put up 61 points against Sanford Meridian all over them. That's a shocker there. 61-6. We talked Grayling, Traverse City, St. Francis. Munising and Pickford in 8-man. Pickford won 40-36. Good game. All right, we're going to have to wrap things up here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to all the coaches here on the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, brought to you by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Join us next week at 10 a.m.
This has been the Northern Michigan High School Sports Scoreboard Show, presented by Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. with host Rich Colgan. Nobody loves high school sports like Up North Sports Radio.